And that's it. Why isn't online dating real life? Well, I don't think that it isn't real life, but it is safer. It's the difference between like going out to the woods and meeting like a moose or an animal, or going to the zoo and seeing a moose. Like, they're both real moose, but one has a plate of glass in between it, and you're completely safe. You drove there. Someone had a sign that said this way to moose, and you got there. The other one, you had to spend hundreds of dollars, take time off of work, canoe out to Isle Royale, like go camping, get lost a little bit, turn around and be like, oh my God, there's a moose. Like, that's a way better story, but it's, if you really want to see a moose, I don't recommend all the expense of going to Isle Royale because you might not see one. But if you go to the zoo that has a moose, you probably will see one.
Opening up my laptop. Do you have an account? I do. Sign in. I've had 1,120 stars. I don't totally know what that means. Let me read some messages.
What's the best book you've read in the last year?
Would you possibly be interested in just hooking up?
Name, number, immediately.
Hey there. Your profile definitely caught my eye.
Hi, Sophie. Are you open to chatting with someone older? I'm looking for a friend to pamper and spoil a little. Travel, dinner, music, attention. Does that interest you? I hope to hear back from you.
You seem pretty perfect. Wish you would answer me.
Why have we not had sex yet?
So, what are you passionate about?
A man tells his wife, honey, your mom fell down the stairs 15 minutes ago. The wife yells at him, why are you just telling me now? And he says, because I couldn't stop laughing.
What made you want to stay in Minneapolis?
I would engage in coitus with you.
Is that your real hair?
If you woke up one morning to find that your neighborhood had been invaded by millions of ostriches, what would you do?
Hello, Sophie. It's very cool.
I was feeling really, honestly, like, lost. When I moved and I was like, oh, I don't live around the corner from people I know. I don't know how to meet people. I didn't have a regular job. I had a lot of different odd jobs, and I was really lonely. I just didn't know how to meet people, and I just felt like that was the best option, to have all these people at your fingertips.
It's always a trip. What's yours?
Hi, Sophie. I'm Jesse. Are you doing the 30 days of biking kickoff tomorrow?
Right, we had matched on OkCupid. I thought he was really cute.
When I looked at Sophie's profile, I noticed that, first off, that she's very pretty. Past that, I think there were notes that I recognized that she biked and just came across as somebody that I'd get along with.
And he was really funny. I remember seeing things on his profile like, I really like yoga, same shit, different white guy.
So I remember putting that I like Cormac McCarthy and Blood Meridian and the Coen brothers.
He just had these great photos, I remember. Like, he had this photo of him lying on a cat, and I love my cat, and I love anyone else who loves cats.
I know that a lot of people responded well to this photo that I had of me with a cat over my shoulders. Oh, he looks like a nice young man because of that cat photo. That was a big thing for me.
I was like really amped to talk to him, and he talked to me first.
Did I say shoot the shit? I think I didn't in the message. I think I said, I'm planning on going to this event if you're interested in meeting up. I don't think the word shoot the shit came out of my mouth.
Oh, and then he said, I'll be there if you want to shoot the shit.
At the time, I was probably checking OkCupid couple times a day, you know what I mean? I had a job where I could kind of just sit around and wait for somebody to ask me a question, so I'd be on the phone quite a bit.
I was like pretty bad at checking my OkCupid on a regular basis. I didn't have it on my phone or anything, so I'd have to like go home, log onto my computer, and so I wouldn't respond sometimes.
My username was a little bit unfortunate because my name is Jesse Purvey, and I used, you know, just J Purvey on a lot of things.
Rookie move.
You know, you're blessed with that for life.
Well, I'm definitely gonna see if your name is Jesse Purvey and look you up on Facebook. Turns out he had our mutual friend in common, and so I had asked her. I was like, hey, this guy seems really cool. I met him on OkCupid. Like, what's his deal? And she was like, I can't wait for you to meet him. I don't think you're soulmates. And I was like, ugh. That's disappointing.
You didn't want to get super excited about it. I think that was a big thing for me. It's like, you didn't want to have that match or see that person and be like, oh my God, they are so cute. They have like, they like this, they like this. We're going to get along. We're going to get married. We're going to live in a cabin in the woods. I message them. Never write me back.
This person's gonna be great and perfect, and I'm so excited. And it never is. Like, the dates are always just okay. Eventually, after me, like, being really flaky for a while and unable to make plans, we made a plan to meet at the Nomad, which is this bar on the West Bank of Minneapolis.
I left work, and I got over there, and I think I had a beer, had a drink, and was sitting against in the sort of half-booth area by the wall, and I think she came in a little bit later.
And I remember I walked in, and he was wearing a Carhartt hat. My stepdad did construction, and so he wore Carhartt stuff because he legitimately, it's like made for construction workers. So I always thought it was weird to see all these people in Carhartt hats and be like, you've never lifted a single thing in your life. That's what stuck out to me. I was like, oh God, you're like such a prominent Carhartt wearer.
The one really clear, distinct memory that I have is that we were talking about the TV show Broad City, and she had earrings that were pictures of the two main characters from Broad City.
He's funny and cool and cute, but like also like awkward and reserved, and like I don't feel like a big connection. Like I don't feel a ton of chemistry. I just feel like I'm kind of having fun.
And we were leaving the bar and we were going out, and I think she was going to her bike, and there was the question of like, you know, do you make a move? Do you kiss him? What do you do?
Should I hug you or should I just like walk away?
And then these two people walked past us, and I think that they were like strikingly similar twins. It was like these two short women that walked past us right then.
I probably don't want to kiss you because I don't know if I'm attracted to you yet.
I don't remember what was so odd about it. Maybe it was just that they were dressed the same.
I was unlocking my bike outside and he was walking away, I think to take the light rail.
And then there was this moment of how do we end the date? So I just, you know, gave her a hug and said goodnight.
And I was like, yeah, I had a really good time. This is fun.
I don't think the twins ruined it for me. So I think there was a bit of time from the first one to the second, because she said that she had a lot going on here and there. You know, that's, if a girl tells you that, she's probably not interested.
I think we started texting like fairly frequently after that. He's like really fun over text.
You put in their number and you see, do they have an iPhone or do they not have an iPhone? If they have an iPhone, you could send them a text message and you could see the little dot, dot, dot that says they're texting you back. And then the dot, dot, dot disappears. And then the dot, dot, dot reappears. And then they never text you back. And you're like, what happened?
So we would text a lot and I'd be like, this guy is so great. Like, why was I unsure if I was attracted to him? Like, I'm super attracted to him. But then I'd be like, but I didn't feel like that during our date and I can't remember why. So I was like, okay, I feel like we should go on a second date because I need to figure this out.
Second date with Sophie, and I'm very, very proud of this date. I saw that Dangerous Man Brewery up in Northeast was having a dinner and short film series.
So like the bougiest shit ever.
There'd be beer, there was a curated meal, and I was like, this would be a cool event to go to.
He showed up to my bike shop. We were going to bike from there. It was pouring, and he's a fast biker. And I just remember being, like, panting, trying to keep up with him and also trying to, like, keep a conversation going and, like, also trying to look, like, moderately attractive.
The weather was just really miserable. It was like, it was rainy and it was cold and it was just gross.
We sat, I remember we sat across from this couple who I think were married, and they asked us something about like you two, like inferring that we were a couple, which I thought was super funny because I was like, oh man, they don't even know that this is like our second online date. We barely know each other. It's going okay. We were talking towards the end and he like turned to me. We were sitting right next to each other at this like table. This sort of like on these like high stools, and he turned to me and he put his hand on my thigh. And everything changed. I was like, oh my God, I want this guy to get his hand off my thigh. I feel so weird. Like I was like disgusted. And I don't know why it changed so quickly. All of a sudden I was just like, I'm not attracted to you. I don't want to do this. Like, I hate this. Like, get your hand off my thigh. I've just always gotten really nervous about what's gonna happen, about like physical boundaries. So like what happens when a guy touches me? Like, I don't get like excited. I get really nervous because it feels like I'm like, wow, there's such a difference in power here, like physical and like social power, I guess. And all I can think about is like, you're stronger than me, and that's really scary.
I think that she was meeting up with some people, I think in Powderhorn.
And I was actually going to my friend's going away party.
You know, with Minneapolis's bike culture, there's a question like, are you going to dismount your bike at the end of the date, or are you just gonna ride off into the sunset?
This time I was like, all right, he's definitely gonna try and make out. And I was like, I don't think I
want to
make out.
You know, I didn't want to put myself out there physically and get like shut down, because it kind of came across as just kind of skeezy.
And I was gonna take a ride on 14th, and I didn't tell him when I was gonna turn. I just told him at some point I was gonna be separating from him. And we were talking, and then suddenly 14th comes up. I take a sharp right and speed away and just scream, bye! I'm not actually that busy, so don't let me not make plans with you again. Which was so dumb. Like, why would I say that when I, like, specifically had decided, like, I didn't want to make out with him? And I, like, wasn't sure I was attracted to him, and I, like, probably didn't want to date him.
I think I just kind of rode off. I thought that if there was a level of interest there, I'd see it from her, and I didn't really.
These are stories. Stories about online dating. The good, the bad, the sad, the weird.
And then I gave her my phone number. And then she gave me a frozen dinner.
Grindr was, I don't know, it was very, I was afraid of it at first, like.
And she said, I'm not a predator, I promise. And I was like, okay, that's a good start to this.
In 10 parts.
I told her exactly what was up. Like, I drink way too much and I listen to Ween, and that's all I do. So, like, you gonna be okay with that?
Jesse will be back. Let's talk about our online dates.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
I went out on a limb with our online date.
You went out on a limb? What do you mean?
Well, I just, like, thought I came up with nice things to do.
Yeah?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Personally?
Yeah.
I think I did okay.
Yeah, I think you did, too. But first, you'll hear from a few other people.
I don't know. I don't know when I'm supposed to swipe right or left.
It really put me in a weird spot to think about if this is what the majority of men are messaging to me without even meeting me, without knowing me, then this feels like what the majority of men think about me.
It's a zoo out there.